text, based on a true story. A young man loads a cassette into a video recorder, begins recording, and then situates himself to be taped. He faces the camera in close-up.
Sam and Drew. There's so many things I want to teach you. So much advice that fathers pass down to sons. But if you hear one thing from me, hear this. You are loved.
Hallmark Movies and Mysteries presents The Color of Rain. A Lighthouse Pictures production in association with Law Canada. Lazy Chabert, Warren Christie. People in black formal wear gather at a home.
My husband, the father of my two sons, the love of my life, died on Christmas Day. He had been sick for 2 years.
Inside, people cleared dishes from a table. A woman in a black dress raises the tablecloth to reveal two boys hiding underneath, clasping their legs. She kneels and crawls under.
What are you guys doing under here, huh?
She hugs and kisses each of them.
Come here. Come here. I love you so much. It's gonna be okay, okay?
The earth kept turning and life went on around us, though nothing had changed. But for me, everything had changed. Where did he go? I kept asking myself. I couldn't reconcile his absence in my brain. I wanted to know, where did he go? I felt lost and alone in my own home.
Now she steps to the door of a bedroom, where she pictures herself shaving her sick husband's face as he lies in bed.
This is harder than it looks.
Ouch.
What?
Just joking. You're doing a great job.
You rat. You scared me.
She cleans up and wipes the remaining shaving cream from his cheeks.
Thank you for taking care of me.
Thank you for letting me take care of you.
Peach. We can't die at Christmas.
You'll go when you're called.
She frowns and knits her brow.
But I don't think that's today.
He cries silently as she kisses his cheek, then rests her head on his chest. Now she stands alone in the doorway again, wiping a tear from her eye. A bright, sunny day at St. John's School and Church. A woman walks a girl into the building and greets a woman on a ladder.
Happy New Year's, Patty. Are you getting ready for your trip?
Oh, yes, it's going to be great.
The woman and the two boys are greeted by the mom and then a priest.
How are you, Gina? We want to have you and the boys over for dinner, okay?
Thank you. Come on, guys.
Morning, Kel family.
I just wish people would stop doing that.
No, they care about you. They just don't know what else to do.
I know, and I'm so grateful. I just, have you found a replacement for Patty yet?
No, not yet.
Well, I was thinking about applying for the job. It'd be great to be busy, and I could be here just in case my boys need me.
You'd be perfect. Frankly, we'd be lucky to have you. Okay, boys, let's go.
Bye, guys.
He leads the boys away as she watches and another mom rushes in.
Okay, hurry up. Go straight to your room. How can I possibly be late? I only hit the snooze button twice, and I made instant coffee, which, by the way, tastes like a brown crayon. Sorry. What can I do to help? Please just give me something to do so that I do not feel so useless.
Oh, you've already done so much. Oh, you know what? There is something you can do. I want to stop the meal delivery service. I cannot look at that red cooler on my porch another day.
I can whip out a text, blast a Facebook post, and a tweet before you can even stop me.
Thanks. I just don't want to cook for the boys. I want things to be as normal as possible.
Of course you do. They've been so brave.
Please don't cry.
I am not crying. I can't cry. I am too dehydrated from a lack of caffeine. Let's go get some coffee.
Yeah, that'd be great.
See you later, Patty.
Bye, you guys.
Bye-bye.
Nighttime, Gina sits at a laptop watching her husband talking on a video.
Lesson one, always tell the truth. Be an honest man. Let your words stand for something. It isn't always easy to tell the truth, but in the long run, you'll find it's the only way to live a happy, peaceful life.
She sobs and stops the video. She removes a disc and puts it in the sleeve of a binder. Daytime at the school, Patty shows Gina a book in the computer.
Now, everything works around the same calendar. Red is for national holidays, green is for religious holidays, yellow is for half days and teacher conferences, and white is for school assemblies. After each teacher takes attendance, they will send you their list so you know who's absent, and you record it here. I always like to wait a little while in case kids straggle in late.
A man brings in three kids.
See what I mean? Okay, come on. Has Michael Spain? Kathy's still in the hospital.
She is? She was at Matt's funeral. They were old school friends. She was fine then.
Oh, she went into the hospital last week with a headache.
A headache?
Yes. I'm sure she'll be out soon. I mean, she's young and healthy. What can happen?
Gina looks down.
I'm so sorry. That was...
It's all right. You're right. I'm sure she'll be fine.
At home, Gina serves the boys each a glass of milk with their dinner. The brothers pick at the food on their plates.
Nobody's hungry?
I miss Daddy.
Me too. Me too. You know what I think would make this dinner way more yummy? Some giant marshmallows. Why don't you guys stay here and I'm gonna go down to the basement and see if we have any. I'm gonna take the elevator. Ding dong.
She lowers herself down behind the counter, then jumps up. The boys give small smiles.
Nope, we're all out of marshmallows, but for little boys who eat their dinner, there will be ice cream. Hello?
Are you busy?
Hey, Colleen. No, we're just, we're in the middle of dinner.
Have you heard what happened?
Did I hear what?
It's Kathy Spain.
You guys eat up, okay? I'll be back for ice cream. What happened?
She's gone.
Gina frowns.
Matt's old and dear friend, Kathy Spain, after less than 3 weeks since prognosis, had left behind three motherless children.
Michael sits alone in a bathroom.
You okay, son?
Oh, Dad, I'm not okay.
You will be.
I'm forgetting something. Something I should be doing.
It's all done. There's nothing to worry about. Just gotta get your shoes on and get you and the kids to the church, okay? I'll be downstairs.
At first, I couldn't cry. I was numb, tired, empty.
Memories.
Life had been everything that I'd ever hoped for. The engraving on our wedding rings read, live, love, laughter. And that was Kathy. How could I go on without her?
A funeral procession to St. John's. Mourners file out of cars and into the church. Michael steps out a car as the casket is unloaded.
The news of another family suffering so close to us sent me back into the darkness. I kept thinking of Michael Spain and how shocked he must have been feeling. I had at least had some time to prepare. I felt compelled to attend the funeral, to reach out. It was as though destiny was drawing us together.
Gina and her friend Colleen pause inside in front of a large color photo of Kathy.
You don't have to be here. People will understand.
The priest greets Michael outside.
Morning, Michael. How you holding up?
Yeah, I'm fine.
We're all praying for you.
How does that work? Exactly.
What do you mean?
I pray really hard for Kathy to get better. So what happened? I didn't pray hard enough, is that it? Maybe if I did a better job, I could have changed God's mind and Kathy wouldn't have died from an inoperable brain tumor. Is that it?
Michael, I know you're angry and I don't blame you. But you can't assign human logic to divine matters.
Divine matters? Do you know what Kathy said to me the day before she died? Why would I have been given babies if I wasn't going to be around to take care of them?
Michael glares at the priest and then softens.
Sorry. All right, thank you.
Michael walks past and into the church.
She spoke to me at Matt's funeral.
Michael overhears as Gina talks.
And she invited us over. We could have been friends.
Gina Kell?
Gina and Colleen turn.
Yes?
Are you Gina Kell?
Yes.
She takes a few steps toward him.
You're Michael Spain. I'm so sorry for your loss.
Thank you for coming. Can we speak after the service? Just for a moment.
Of course.
Thank you.
He goes into the sanctuary, and Gina and Colleen follow. After the service, Michael and Gina walk outside.
So, you're farther along in this process? Can I ask about your kids? How they're doing? You can lie to me.
They're grieving. They just miss their dad, but they really are okay.
Kathy talked about Matt. How sad you were. You know, I have to tell you something. The day before Kathy passed, she said, Teresa, Michael called you Nikhil.
What?
She was very weak, but she was adamant about it. She wanted me to teach you boys how to play basketball. I coach a Stone Creek High.
That's incredible.
That's the kind of woman that she was.
Such a wonderful picture of her in there. Did you take it?
Yeah, I did. It's looked like Kathy's parents have a cottage up there from a couple summers ago. It was her favorite place.
I know it doesn't feel like it right now, but it does get easier.
You know, I sat with her after she passed. And, I just wanted to talk to her and say goodbye.
I did the same thing.
She wasn't there, you know? Yeah.
You're really blessed to have a lot of friends.
Some I've known my whole life. I know you and I just met, but I feel like you're the only person here that I know. The only person that really knows me.
Michael, ready to go.
Oh, he wipes his eyes.
Thank you. You know, thanks for talking to me.
Of course.
Excuse me.
Sure.
He steps away, and she watches him with concern as he joins his children.
It's okay.
Text, 2 months later. At a home, an older woman folds laundry.
Next update at the top of the hour.
Morning.
Morning, Michael.
Michael searches the kitchen cabinets.
Oh, I moved the cups over so they're closer to the sink.
Okay. Charlotte, Jack, Danny, let's go.
Oh, Larry and your dad took them to the park to feed the ducks. They spend far too much time inside. Oh, and I'm taking them for haircuts this afternoon, so don't worry about that.
Okay.
Careful, floor's wet.
Thanks.
Uh-huh. Now, Michael takes the kids to school and spies another dad.
Okay, go, go, go.
See you later.
All right, sweetie, I'll see you later.
Bye.
Okay, bye, guys. She's gone.
Bye, Dad.
It's okay, sweetie.
Hey, Dave, you okay?
Christina's been away all weekend. She's visiting her mom. Just have to hang on until after lunch, and you know, she'll be home. What a nightmare.
Oh, you're doing great.
Thanks. Sorry, man. I shouldn't have said
No, it's okay. It's okay. Hey, Mrs. Kell.
How are you, Mr. Spain?
A man nods at them.
Man, I hate that look.
People just want to help.
Well, that's the problem. It's just too much help. I mean, my mother-in-law's basically, she's taking over my house. She's doing my laundry. Oh, my underwear.
Well, you have to tell people what you need. See, I love you and I appreciate you, but I'm a grown man. I can fold my own underwear.
I know. Make it sound so easy.
Nothing about this is easy. Well, someone actually dropped us off at the office for me today. How to raise a healthy daughter without a father.
You don't have a daughter.
Exactly.
Hey, Michael.
Pastor Carl. Hey, just dropped my kids off.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
Well, I'm here if you need to talk.
Thank you. You know, I'm not much of a church guy, so... Thanks.
Michael leaves. At home, Michael serves the kids, then joins his in-laws.
Wonder what's for dessert.
I got juice.
I'm not thirsty.
Guys, eat what you can. You can head outside and play, okay?
Here you go, dear.
Oh, Joe, you didn't have to do that.
No, it's no problem.
Michael, I think it's time to talk about
this again.
You have to make plans.
Yes, you keep saying.
Just listen to him for a minute, Michael.
It's been a couple of months now, and as the people who love you most in this world, we have to talk about what's next.
Dessert is next. Putting the kids to bed is next. Now, you want to know what I'm going to do for the next 5 years? I'm sorry, but I don't know.
Have you thought about our suggestion?
Moving to Chicago and buying a house with my sister to raise our kids.
It makes a lot of sense.
No. I love my sister. But no. I don't know what I'm going to do next. But I know what I'm not going to do, and I'm not going to change anything else for those kids. I am not taking them out of their home.
Okay. We'll figure it out. I'll come by in the morning and get them off to school and pick them up after. And if you like, Larry and I could move in for a little bit with you.
We sure could.
No. Thank you, but no.
We're just trying to fit into our new roles.
We don't have new roles. We all have the same roles. Just one of us is missing. Excuse me.
A neighbor joins Michael.
Can I give you a hand?
I can't look at this cooler anymore. Seems like a death flag.
Well, can I call someone to come pick all this stuff up?
Thanks. Look, I appreciate all the help. Things are under control here.
You sure? I've seen you cook.
I'll learn.
He makes pancakes. Charlotte hands him a paper.
Daddy?
What's going on?
Read it.
Okay. I, Daddy Spain, promise to never, ever, forever marry again unless my darling three children, Charlotte, Jack, and Danny, agree.
If you, Daddy Spain, marry without our approval, you will have to face us crying, mad, shouting, and more. Well, I mean, thank you for putting in the consequences. What made you guys decide to write this?
Jacqueline's parents got a divorce, and her dad married Mrs. Binko.
A lady who lives with 75 cats?
It's actually 4.
Oh, really? I will sign this, but I'm gonna have my lawyer take a look at it first.
The kids follow him as he puts the paper in a drawer.
Good? Good. All right, come on, let's see.
A minivan pulls up to the school, and Michael walks the kids into the school. Runs back to the van to retrieve the backpack. Inside, Gina and Colleen survey a room.
I was thinking that we could just get rid of all of this clutter and line this wall here with benches so people could sit and talk. I think we should get Starbucks to come in and open up a branch. People can have coffee, browse their magazines.
Yeah, Starbucks and church.
You got a better plan?
Well, anything is a better plan. I mean, arson is a better plan. And look at this carpet. This is disgusting. I think we start right here and get rid of this.
Ooh.
Hey. What's going on?
Oh, hello. Hi. We're actually redoing the atrium. We finally have a budget now and a committee, so we just need a plan. I want to make it a coffee lounge. Gina here wants to set it on fire.
Ladies. Hey, Michael. Pastor. I hear you've been taking a course at the college in design.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just something I can take online. Always kind of had an interest, so.
That's great.
I should probably go.
Hey, you're from Chicago, though, right?
Yeah, West Side.
I'm a South Sider. Cubbies fan, though, my whole life.
I'm fine. Thank you.
Poor Michael. You should call him.
And say what?
I don't know. Take him for coffee? It's good to talk to someone who's going through the same things you are. That's why I joined Weight Watchers. Funny. It's not gonna happen.
At Michael's home.
You can't toast the bread. It'll be gross for lunch. By the way, you have one brown sock and one black sock on.
Yeah, I know. New style.
Mom buys the soft bread and she cuts off the outside.
He means the crust. It's fine. It'll taste the same.
No, it won't.
Yes, it will. Don't be a baby.
No, it won't.
Okay, no yelling. Oh, Jack, come on. You gotta get dressed. We gotta leave in a few minutes.
I don't want to go to school.
Okay, look, I don't have time for that today. Guys, I've got a meeting in an hour and I can't be late.
I have to bring cookies to school today for our party.
What? Oh, you should have told me.
I did 3 times.
Look at the fridge.
Okay. Here. There we go. Perfect.
Danny spills milk.
You're all set.
These are crackers. Mommy always baked cookies when it was my turn to bring them. I'm not going.
You ruined it.
Oh, he didn't do it on purpose.
Yes, he did. It's ruined. He did it on purpose.
I did not.
Jack, go get dressed. Everybody, we're leaving in 5 minutes.
I want Mommy.
Don't be stupid. She's dead and she's not coming back.
Charlotte, don't.
I want Mommy. I want Mommy.
It's okay.
Can I do something?
I want Mommy.
Okay,
just... I want
Danny,
Mommy.
Come back. Charlotte.
I want Mommy. No. I want Mommy.
What do you mean? What do you
mean?
I
want Mommy. I want Mommy. I want Mommy.
It's okay. It's okay.
I want Mommy.
It's okay. It's okay.
Hey, Michael.
Danny doesn't have a lunch.
No worries. We always have extra for kids who forget.
You forget it. I just made it wrong. I'm late.
Sorry.
Michael storms away from Carl. In the car, he hunches over the steering wheel. Carl walks away, then pauses at the back of the car. When the car stops, Carl walks to the passenger door and stands at the open window.
I failed.
How so?
Kathy, just you got sick so fast. Cancer stole her away from me, Jack. I couldn't stop it.
I'd just be so much better off if she was here and I...
Hey, she would be saying exactly the same thing if she was sitting here and you were gone.
I saw a video once of the waves coming ashore during a tsunami in the Indian Ocean. People just doing regular, ordinary things. This giant wall of water kept crashing in, just destroying everything in its path. I couldn't stop it. That's just how I feel.
Michael, there's nothing you can do. That would stop what happened to your family. But you can control what you do next. You can gather your kids around you and you can love them. And you can guide them out of the darkness.
And how do I do that?
You stay connected. It's real common for men to hunker down and go it alone. Especially when the high tide of grief starts to rise. If you stay connected to your family and this community, you're gonna find your way.
Michael wipes tears from his face and composes himself as he starts the car.
I gotta go.
Daytime in a market, Michael holds a list in his mouth as he shops. Gina turns a corner with a cart.
Michael? Hey.
Yeah. Hey. Good to see you.
Yeah, you too. Oh, I can see you got your mother-in-law to stop doing your laundry.
Yes, I finally left. Wait, how'd you know that?
Well, judging by the pink tint to your shirt, you're either doing a walk for the cure later or... you've been mixing your whites with the reds.
Huh. Well, truth is, I'd rather do these things wrong than have a bunch of people hovering over me.
I get it.
I have this neighbor, and she wanted to bring dinner over for us. I said no, she insisted. So, race home from basketball practice, and with the kids, there's a pizza sitting on my doorstep. I could order my own pizza.
That's true.
I know, but why would someone do that? It's insulting. You know what, it's like she thinks I can't even take care of my own family.
I don't think she meant that.
I don't know. It's like life just keeps throwing me curveballs. I don't need to hit a home run. Just a decent pitch would be appreciated.
Then take the walk.
I'm sorry, what?
Stop swinging at all this junk. Ignore some of these curveballs and just take the walk. Make it to first base and see what happens.
Nobody takes my metaphor and just throws it back at me.
Oh, here we go. Did your kids put this on the list? They said it was the healthy kind.
Maybe.
She returns two boxes of cereal to a shelf and hands Michael two bags from another shelf.
It's all right. It's a rookie mistake. You're new to the shopping list. Separate your colors.
She continues out of the aisle.
Thanks.
Nighttime. Michael and Gina sit in their respective homes at their computers.
I'd like to get our families together for dinner and to talk. I have a few things to give your children, resources and such. You can email me or call me anytime. Night. Peace, Gina Kell.
Thanks for the note. That would be nice. I'm sure my kids would love it. P.S. Careful about the call me anytime stuff. My anytimes these days are well into the wee hours. I'd love to talk, but you better give me some proper hours to call. Thanks, Michael.
Time means any time. You think you're the only one up at 3 a.m., you're fooling yourself. That was Friday night. I'll cook.
I have a virtual food bank. Everyone pitched in and bought me a freezer. I have 4 casseroles, 3 lasagnas, some spicy vegan bean dish,
and some unidentifiable chicken dishes that are very cooked. I'll bring a salad.
Chicken sounds good. I'll bring a salad.
He laughs. Gina and her kids pull up to Michael's house.
Get me straight.
Come on, they're here.
Oh, go, go, go.
Michael and the kids run out to greet the cows.
Sure.
Hey.
Hey. How do they do that? Kids, they just know that they belong together.
How are they doing?
Well, they cry a lot. And then we talk about Kathy, and things are better for a little while. It all just starts again. How are your kids doing?
Pretty much the same. Sam's having nightmares, and some days Drew doesn't want to let me out of his sight, but we're coming along.
I thought you were bringing a salad.
Oh, I did. I brought a pasta salad, a fruit salad, a potato salad, you know. I got some bread and some things for the kids. I'm Italian.
Oh, okay.
Smells really good.
Yeah, oh, thanks. You know what? It's actually pretty good. From this woman in the church, she,
Oh, the woman with the little tiny dog who has the little outfits,
yes.
Matching outfits. Yeah, she's cooked for us,
oh,
too.
Oh, man.
She's actually a really good cook.
Yeah. You think she makes those outfits herself?
Well, I mean, she must, right?
Because they're a little bit weird.
I assume so.
There's this other woman who leaves us a cake every week. And she's in the choir, but she's got this really weird, awful voice, and they keep giving her solos, and she's just...
I know exactly who you're talking
awkward.
About. Very. What should I do? Why don't I cut the bread? Do you have a knife?
Yeah, no, I'll
grab a knife.
That drawer, I'll...
Okay.
Get into this.
They all file into the dining room.
Got it? Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Sit here. Okay. Boys, grab a seat wherever you would like. Thanks, Paul.
When Gina sits at one end of the table, the Spen children turn to stare. She recognizes their expressions and slides into a seat beside Danny.
It's okay.
So, does anyone know why our families are having dinner together tonight? Well, it's because we're all going through the same thing, and... We thought that it would be good to get together and just support each other, talk, and just share our feelings.
Charlotte burps.
Excuse me.
Would anyone else like to share their feelings? And on that note, okay.
Dig in.
Gina and Michael clear dishes when the kids show up with a beach ball.
You don't have to do that. We don't let guests clean our dishes at the house.
After the dinner we just went through, we are hardly guests at this point.
Dad!
Yeah?
Can we play ball apparel?
Oh, it's a Spain family game. Not now, guys. We have guests. Okay? Maybe in a bit.
No, don't let us stop you.
No, but the thing is... Whoa! Ball. You must freeze! Run from me!
He chases the kids around the living room with the ball as Charlotte follows them with the camera, photographing their antics. Gina looks on, laughing at their running and wrestling.
Don't even try to understand.
Boys.
Yeah.
Now Michael leads Gina upstairs to a room.
Got out of control before I knew what happened. It's actually taken on a life of its own.
You need to just think positively and decide that you can overcome this. You'll be stronger in the end for having tried. Go.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is, was Charlotte's favorite dress. I'll tell you, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I mean, it's not my first rodeo. I did my own laundry in college.
Well, yeah, but in college you probably had jeans and t-shirts and sweatshirts. And now you have a little girl who has a wool knit dress that should be hand washed in cold water and hung to dry.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should have just let my mother-in-law keep doing my wash.
What? Where is your dignity, man? You can do this. Come on, I'm gonna get you started.
No, look, I can't ask you to help this.
Well, no, this isn't charity. This is quid pro quo.
Oh, really? What do you mean?
Someday, and that day may never come, I may ask you to do a service for me.
Until that day, accept this justice as a gift on my daughter's wedding day.
The Godfather!
The Godfather!
Nice!
Very good.
Now at night.
Bye, thanks.
Bye, buddy.
Bye.
Thanks
for coming, guys.
Thanks for having us. Oh, I wanted to give you guys these. It's a book where you can put pictures and memories. Really, whatever you want. My boys made one for their dad.
Cool. Did you know my mom?
I met her. She was so pretty. You look just like her. All right, well, good night.
Night. Thanks.
Thanks for the books. You're welcome.
Here you go.
Thanks. Thank you for tonight.
Thank you. It's been a long time since my kids have laughed like this.
Mm. Yeah, mine too.
Drive safe. Bye, guys.
Take care.
Bye. Bye.
The Spains watch as the Kells pull out of the driveway.
Bye. See you at school.
Now daytime at school, Gina works in the office as Charlotte enters. Gina smiles and waves. Charlotte waves, then looks around solemnly, and then walks in to join Gina.
Well, hey, Charlotte, how are you?
I'm good.
What's up?
I was wondering if you could help me with something.
Well, I sure hope so.
I think I need a bra, but I don't know what size.
I can absolutely help you with that, sweetheart. Come here.
Yeah.
We can go shopping together if you want, okay?
Later, Gina stands on a ladder as Michael walks in.
What are you doing up there?
Hey, I'm measuring for the new plans.
You and Colleen have a new plan.
Well, yeah, the pastor didn't exactly love our first few suggestions.
Kind of not surprised.
Yeah. The challenge is coming up with a theme.
Well, what about making the space somewhere to celebrate all the people who keep it relevant and alive?
Now that's a plan. I love it.
Me too. Hey, maybe Michael could help us design it.
Oh, yeah, I mean, maybe... Sure. Yeah, I'm sure I could pull a few ideas together.
Perfect.
Hey, listen, thank you so much for helping Charlotte with her situation. Apparently there's some things a man can't do.
Yeah, that was my pleasure. Do you remember the quid pro quo we discussed?
I do. David, you may ask me never come. Wait, you don't want me to whack someone, do you?
It's not gonna be that simple. I mean, it did say some assembly required.
A pile of wood and bolts.
Yeah, some assembly and a degree in mechanical engineering.
Matt was really good at this kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm willing to tackle it, but I'm gonna need some assistance. Do you know any strong men willing to work long hours for literally no pay whatsoever?
Ooh. Oh.
It's never gonna make it to the union.
Let's do this. All right, have fun.
Okay, great. What is this?
The bunk bed.
What? All right, help me out.
Later, Gina peeks from the stairs.
All right, now this is important information. This information may someday save your lives. Righty-tighty, lefty-loosey. Come on, say it with me. Righty-tighty, lefty-loosey. Yes, my man.
On a basketball court.
You guys, tonight we're going to start Bubba in the one spot, D in the two, Chopper in the three, Boots, you're in the four, and Charlie in the five. Offensively, we're in the 41. I want to see a lot of post touches and X cuts. Defensively, we're in the Cougar all day. Got it?
Yes. Yes, go!
All right, on three. One, two, three. Woo! Go
get it. Yes. Come on, guys.
Come on, take a look.
Come on.
Gina and Colleen in bleachers.
He is just so great with the kids. I know, right? You know that Matt played basketball for Kathy's dad? Really? It's so good for your kids to have a male figure around. We are just friends. Our families just need each other right now. It's all this is. Didn't say anything. Good, because there's nothing to say. And we're going to be spending the summer in Colorado at my parents' house. We're not even going to see each other for a couple of months. And after that, who knows?
Shoot, shoot,
shoot! Oh, so yes, close! Oh. Ah!
Text, 2 months later.
It was good for the boys to get away from home and see life from a distance. The outdoors and the quiet time gave me time to find a sense of peace.
The Kells carry in luggage.
Home.
Gina falls onto the sofa.
Oh, I am so exhausted.
Are we going shopping?
No, definitely not. We'll go tomorrow. We still have a few days before school starts.
The kids spy on Gina from the stairs as she answers the phone.
Hello. Oh, hi, Michael.
They run down to join her.
Yeah, no, we literally just walked through the door.
Yes.
That sounds great. No, we're not tired.
Yes!
At Michael's, the kids play in the yard.
Did you order your kids' new school uniforms yet?
Am I supposed to do that?
Starlet's probably grew 3 inches this summer, and Danny's at least one size bigger, and Jack's shoes are too small.
How could you possibly know that?
Yeah, it's a mom thing. Kathy knew.
Yes, she did.
Gina sets the table. She smiles at Michael manning the grill. At St. John's, Carl greets the Kells. The Spain children join them.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Ah, gentlemen, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Gina.
Got it?
Ah, the Spains.
Sam, Drew, wait up.
Hi, Pastor. Really well. Yourself?
Oh, good, thank you.
Excellent.
This is a surprise.
It feels good to be back in church today.
I guess we're sitting together.
I guess so.
Now at the Kell House.
Go on, go.
Let's play volleyball. Okay. Who wants to
be? Michael looks at a photo on the wall.
There you go.
Thanks.
It's Matt and his three best friends. They grew up together. They put on a golf tournament to raise money for charity in Matt's name last year. They're going to do it again this year.
That's great.
She picks up the binder.
This is a video diary that Matt made of himself for the boys. Lessons that a father would want to teach his sons.
Wow. Did you watch them?
I started, but I just can't really finish it yet. I better go see what's going on.
Wait.
Kids
just
argue.
Give me a minute.
I just want them to play fair.
Trust me, they play in the backyard, but it's also where they learn to negotiate and compromise.
You guys, that was our plan. No,
yeah. It. Don't deny them the opportunity to work it out themselves. Just trust me. The backyard can be a magical place.
Who cares?
They begin playing again.
How did you know that?
It's a dad thing. And I'm sure Matt knew it too.
You're right. Did.
Now nighttime, Michael, dressed as a vampire, and Gina, dressed as a football player, walk along a sidewalk.
Trick-or-treat!
Kathy loved Halloween.
Matt was too sick to go trick-or-treating last Halloween, so he stayed home and just gave out candy. I can't believe that was 10 months ago. Sometimes it seems like yesterday, and sometimes it seems like forever.
You're doing great. I must say, I really like your costume.
Oh, thank you. The boys dressed me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a linebacker.
Yeah, very convincing. And by convincing, I mean you look absolutely nothing like a linebacker.
What are you talking about? I look good. I wore this to Target today, and I got asked out by a total stranger.
Who was it? I'll kill
you. Are you jealous?
Yes. I go to Target all the time. Nobody asks me out. If I saw you at Target, I'd probably ask you out, too.
Are you flirting with a linebacker?
Yes. And if you said yes, I would probably take you to an Italian restaurant.
Oh, really?
Listen, just because you're Italian doesn't mean you're the only one who knows good Italian food.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, Luigi's. We should go there for dinner. You can judge for yourself.
All right, I'll take you up on that offer.
Great, I'll pick you up at 7:30. All right, come on, guys, last house.
Wait for me. What just happened?
Gina and Colleen.
It's not a date.
I know.
It's just dinner. More of a bet or a dare, really.
I totally agree. I mean, it's not about dressing up. It's just that I don't have anything that fits. I have not bought new clothes in 2 years.
You should buy something new.
I should. But not because it's a date, because it's so not. I couldn't agree more. Or less.
In town, they visit a nail salon and then shop for clothes.
I mean, it's important to do something nice for yourself once in a while.
This is just good grooming.
Matter of hygiene, nothing special.
Gina tries on a pink blouse.
Oh, no, not my color.
I agree.
Where is it? I agree. No, definitely.
A low-cut red dress.
Trying too hard?
I don't think so. I like it.
No, you're right. Trying way too hard.
A tight blue dress.
Too young, too old.
Oh, no.
You're totally right.
A more conservative, fitted black dress.
That's it. I agree. You know what? It's a nice look for going out for dinner at night with a friend that you really care about. Yeah. This is a date, isn't it? Yes. I am a 36-year-old mom going out on her first date. The first date that I've been on in 15 years. Last time I went out on a date, men were boys.
They still are.
Just breathe. Suck in the oxygen.
Just let out. Just breathe.
Okay, you're right. This is... Yeah, I think I'm gonna faint. Really good. Okay.
Nighttime. Gina and Michael enter the Italian Touch restaurant.
It feels weird to be out without the children.
Well, we can see if they have any in the back. They could loan us.
Thank you. Hello, my name is Sarah, and I'll be your server tonight.
Hey, Sarah, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
We are weak from hunger. I mean, I can barely make out the words in the menu.
How about some warm bread, then?
That would be great, thanks.
Gina nods and smiles.
What?
No, you were sweet to the waitress.
And?
I like that.
Oh. Okay.
Well, things like being nice to a waitress gives you points. It's like the right shoes. You know, you wear the right shoes, you get points. You wear the wrong shoes, it could be a deal breaker. Or dirt under your fingernails, or hair.
Hair?
Oh, yeah. Too much of anything is just bad. You know, too much hair gel, too much blow drying, too much of a comb over.
How am I doing?
So far, so good.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, we will have to see how you do with the dessert tray.
Wait, I have to do dessert, too?
Oh, totally. Oh. Ordering dessert, even if the woman says no, is key. Listen, I'm only telling you this because I trust you're not going to abuse the information.
He laughs.
Great. We're ready to order. We'll take everything on the dessert tray. And then also, do you know somewhere that I could get my shoes shined? Because apparently if they have scuffs on them, this relationship's over.
We'll just hear about the specials, please.
They grin at each other. Now arriving to Gina's house, they stand together on the top step.
That was a wonderful Italian restaurant.
Thank you. That means a lot coming from an authentic Italian person.
She looks down and shrugs.
Well, good night.
Good night.
You should go.
I'm leaving.
You should.
I am.
He stands close for a moment and then leans in. They share a small kiss. She smiles and looks away. He looks away and fidgets before stepping down. He smiles and walks to his car, looking back at her. She opens the door and turns to look at him. Daytime at school, Gina, Michael, and Colleen supervise the work on the St. John's Atrium.
Yeah, good. Okay. Is it going to be finished in time for Christmas?
Well, I hope so. I mean, all the artwork's still at the printers.
Yeah, we have less than 2 months. I don't think we're going to make it.
Think positively.
I positively don't think we're going to make it.
At this Baines, the kids barge into the kitchen, joining Michael and Gina.
Can somebody stay over, please? Can they?
Okay, well, it's Sam and I, and I don't know. I mean, were you guys invited?
Dad, can they, please?
Yeah, of course. Right?
Mind.
Awesome. Yeah. Yeah. Let's go to my room.
It looks like we're having a sleepover.
Yes, it does.
Mom, are you going to stay too?
Oh, no, sweetie. Adults don't have sleepovers. All alone on a Friday night. What will I do with myself?
Oh, yeah. Big sacrifice.
There might be some ice cream, a movie, a nice long bath. It's going to be a hardship, but I will survive.
Well, I invite you to stay.
No, I will be back in the morning. You have fun.
Well, I'll make pancakes.
Okay, that's great.
Is this really as easy as it seems? Or...
It's impossible.
Care to test the waters?
What do you mean?
Veterans Day is coming up. We have a 3-day weekend. Maybe we could all go on vacation. You know, a whole crazy bunch of us.
But you want to travel somewhere with 5 children?
Yeah, why not?
It'd be really nice to have a sign. Something to tell us we're headed in the right direction.
Okay, I tell you what. You write a list of all the reasons this can't work. I'll do the same, and tomorrow we'll exchange lists.
All right, deal.
Deal.
They shake. Daytime, Michael reads the paper as Gina pulls up. He jumps from the porch to welcome her. In the driveway, they exchange lists. She opens his folded paper and sees that it is blank. He holds up her folded list, also blank.
Nothing.
I guess we're on.
The Spain minivan drives along a gravel road and takes a turn into the Summerland riding camp. Cowboy guide leads the group on horseback.
These trees are hundreds of years old. Granddaddies of all living things on the planet. The forest is one huge extended family. They depend on each other to survive.
Come on, girl. This was the perfect place to be. Away from all the sad reminders. A place where we could laugh.
The parents and kids smile and laugh on the trail. Now night, they carry sleeping bags, pillows, and a cooler to their teepee. They pass others at a campfire.
Hey, how you doing?
Gina assigns the beds.
I'll sleep in the hammock.
Great. Okay. That's perfect. All right, you guys, get your sleeping bags out, your pillows, and let's make our beds.
Yeah. Michael falls into the hammock outside. The gang toasts marshmallows at the campfire. One of the kids makes a s'more. Daytime, they stroll along a trail as the kids overtake and pass them.
Okay, tonight I'm taking a hammock.
No, I'm getting used to it. It's molding in my body. Emphasis on mold. Hey!
Whoa.
Go.
This
get up, Sharon.
All feels very familiar.
What?
I mean, we're missing the theme song, but I think we're the Brady Bunch.
I think you're right.
Michael holds her back by the arm.
And there it is.
What?
Right there.
A double rainbow.
That sign you were looking for.
She smiles at him. He puts an arm around her and she leans into him. Now at home, the kids sing as they set the table.
When you're working together, give it all you got and spend some time for good measure. If you need a hand, then a hand is much better. Cause things get done when you're working.
Gina pulls a turkey from the oven in the kitchen and closes it with her hip.
There we go.
Charlotte and Danny sing into wooden spoons. Michael carves the turkey as Gina puts cooked carrots on the table. As they keep bringing in side dishes and finally the turkey, everyone joins in the singing.
Okay, alright.
Together.
Now that is officially our family song.
Are we a family?
Well, what would you think we were? What would you guys think if one day...
Points to Gina.
...decided to get married?
Can we get a dog?
Slow down.
Where would we live?
Can we share a room?
Charlotte's mouth drops open. The boys join her and they all walk to the kitchen drawer.
What's going on? What's happening?
Legal matter. No.
We have to tear it up.
Absolutely not.
But you signed it.
It's okay.
But you could go to jail.
Trust me. I promise you. Okay?
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
It's between us. I want to keep this forever.
The contract.
Come on, let's go back to dinner.
Thanks, you guys. It was so much fun.
Good night, everybody. Good night, Charlotte.
It's so much fun.
You guys upstairs, let's go. Get ready for bed.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah, buddy.
What are we going to call Mrs. Gell?
Oh, what do you want to call her?
I don't know. I already have a mom. She's in heaven.
Jack.
They sit on the stairs together.
Now, Jack, let me tell you something that your mom taught me. Your heart is full of love for your mom. And it always will be. What Mom used to say, you know, about growing new hearts, that's real, buddy. You know, and when you meet someone new to love, it's like you grow a whole new heart. And it just fills with love for that person. You don't take love away from anyone else, like your mom. Okay, that's yours to keep forever. Does that make sense? Good. So really, I mean, it doesn't matter if you call us Mom or Dad or Mrs. Kell or Phyllis.
We love you, Jack.
Good night, buddy.
Good night, Dad.
Good night, Jack.
Good night, Phyllis.
She grins at Michael and then walks to the door.
Good night, Phyllis.
Good night. All right, you guys, come on. Come on, come on, you're gonna be late.
Come on.
Have a good day, okay?
Bye.
All right,
see you soon.
All right, I'll
call you later.
Okay.
Bye.
All right.
Okay. Michael leaves, and Carl joins Gina in the office.
Good morning.
Good morning. How was your weekend?
Ah, it was fantastic. It was actually great. How was yours?
Restful, thank you.
Good.
Colleen.
Hey.
I brought you coffee.
Aw, thank you. Can we talk?
Yeah, sure. What's up?
Can we talk outside? I'm dying for a cigarette. You don't smell. Just trust me.
They pass some ladies who immediately stop talking.
I mean, I don't want to be judgmental.
So what's going on? How was the ranch?
It was just great.
Really, the kids got along so great. It was just effortless. Wonderful, Gina. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
So what's the matter?
People are talking. They think that things are moving too fast, that maybe it's too soon for you and Michael to be quite so connected. Even some of the kids are making comments. And what do you think? I'm happy for you, but it's only been a year, Gina. I just take it easy with this whole bluebirds of happiness routine. Your kids need all the support this place can give them right now. I'm just saying. No, I really appreciate the heads up. You're a good friend, Colleen.
She hugs Colleen. At home, Gina removes an armful of shirts from the closet. She removes the hanger from one and takes a long sniff, closing her eyes for a moment. She then folds it and puts it into a cardboard box sitting on the bed beside several pairs of shoes. She continues with the rest. Kathy's parents arrive with the Spink children.
Get ready for school. Come on, go.
Thank you so much for doing this. I've just been out spread a little thin. I really needed this.
Could I talk to you about something, Michael?
Yeah, of course. Anything.
See you soon, Grandpa. Thanks for everything, Grandpa.
The kids talked to us about Gina Kell and her children. About becoming a family.
What about it?
Do you think it's wise so soon after losing Kathy? And the kids might need more time.
Did the kids say something? I mean, are they upset?
No, it's just that they've had to deal with so much change in their young lives.
Do you think they're ready to accept someone taking their mother's place?
No, Gina is not taking Kathy's place. No one could ever do that.
Look, Michael, I know how difficult it is for you to raise three children on your own and how lonely you must be, but...
Gina's vulnerable as well. I mean, she might need more time to get her own life together.
We just want you to think about the impact that this could have on all the children if it doesn't work out. And one of the kids get attached to Gina, and then they lose her too.
Charlotte watches between the banisters on the stairs. Gina walks into the boys' bedroom and climbs to the top bunk, where one of her sons sleeps. She starts to pull up the covers, but pauses and lifts the sleeve of a shirt the boy is wearing, a shirt obviously too big for him. She pats his head. On the bottom bunk, her other son sleeps with one of the men's shoes. After tucking them in, she walks into the garage and sees the packing boxes open with clothes spilling out. She frowns and shakes her head. Now daytime, Gina joins three men at the 50s diner in town.
I am so sorry I'm late.
No problem, Miss.
Oh, me too. Hi. I've been working for the school and we're redoing the atrium. It's just been
it's all good. Good to
crazy
see you.
Busy. So good to see you.
Good to see you.
Thanks.
Oh, hey, tell Drew and Sam I scored some Lions tickets, so we have a date coming up.
They will be thrilled.
Gentlemen, lady. Welcome to the first meeting to discuss the Matt Kell Memorial Golf Tournament. I'm happy to say we have our corporate sponsors, and we hope to double what we raised last year.
Nice.
Amazing.
Great.
Matt would just be so proud of all the work you guys are doing.
And since this will be an annual event, we formally need to create a nonprofit organization. And the money we raise will go to families like yours who are affected by cancer. Four of us, we will make up the board of trustees. Now, we need to come up with a name.
Well, I've actually been thinking about that a lot, and I'd really like to call it the New Day Foundation for Families in honor of Matt Kell and Kathy Spain.
I don't get it.
Gina, this is Matt's foundation.
Yeah, and then the golf outing is something that can remain in his name, but I really like this foundation to be in both of their names.
Right. Yeah, it just doesn't feel right to me.
Kathy's family went through the same thing that we did.
Right, but we're not Kathy's best friends. And Matt was like, he's like our brother. We're doing this for him and his boys.
I know you and Michael Spain have been becoming friends, but...
Well, it's actually more than that, Marty.
No matter. I don't want a foundation named after anyone but Matt.
The friends glare, and she frowns. At the Spain house.
Is everybody done with their homework?
Yeah, the boys are outside playing.
Oh, good. All right, let's just get this chicken out of the oven, because your dad is going to be home in a second.
You put nuts into the sauce. No one in our family likes that.
Oh, but I did it last time and everyone thought it was great.
It's just that's not the way we do it. My mom knew that.
Because she was your mom. And she knew everything there possibly was to know about you guys because she loved you more than anything.
It's no big deal. I don't want any.
Charlotte walks away as Michael enters.
Hey, something smells good.
Yeah, dinner's ready. I think I'm just gonna, get my boys and go home for an early night. Hey, you guys, let's go!
Wait, something wrong?
No, everything's fine. I just, you know, I want to get them in a bath and get to bed early.
All right. How was the foundation lunch?
It was okay. The guys only want to put it in Matt's name.
I don't know. I guess it's not surprising.
Yeah, I'm just really disappointed. But... All right, you guys, let's go. Change of plans.
Goodbye.
They high five.
Goodbye.
Bye.
I know how to cook three things.
Really? Well, that's great, but why are you telling me this?
We don't need Mrs. Kell to cook dinner for us. I can do it.
Gina sighs and shakes her head as she overhears from the foyer. At school, Gina walks with her kids.
Well, you should wait for Michael and the kids. They already left.
They did.
Wait, are you sure?
Because we were supposed to go buy their Christmas tree with them.
Yeah, their grandma took them home.
She frowns.
Oh. Okay, well, let's get you guys home, because you gotta hang your angel costumes, right?
At home, Gina talks on the phone with Michael, at his home.
Hey, sorry about today. I got so busy and then Kathy's parents came by.
I understand. I mean...
We went to a tree farm, cut down our own tree. Kind of a family tradition.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Actually, Kathy's parents want us to come up to Mullet Lake for Christmas.
Really? But... I thought that we were...
They were thinking it'd be a nice time to get everyone together. And they want to scatter Kathy's ashes at the lake. And I think Kathy would like that.
Of course. No, I understand.
I do understand.
It's just that... I thought that you're going to miss the opening of the atrium and the pageant.
I know, but it's Kathy's parents, you know, they really want to be around the kids this Christmas. You know what, I've just been thinking, maybe we need to take some time and just think about things. For the kids' sake.
I agree.
Are you okay with it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna have my parents and sister and Matt's mom and sister around, so I'm gonna have a full house, and I mean, it's not gonna be an easy holiday for any of us. It's only been a year.
I'm glad to have your family around you.
Yeah, and after Christmas, we're probably going to go up to my folks' place until after New Year's, so...
So that's it.
I guess so.
Goodbye, Gina.
Goodbye, Michael.
She hangs up and looks away. At his home, Michael rubs his mouth and hangs up. He reaches over to a box and removes a ring box, which he opens to look at a ring. He frowns as he gazes into the distance. At the Cal house, Gina lies in her bed, with a son sleeping on each side. She pulls up a dark blanket and takes a long sniff. Michael motors across a lake with Kathy's parents.
Like almost everything good in our lives, this place came to us because of you. Wanted us to come back here, and so we have.
He holds Kathy's urn.
And today, you commit your ashes to this lake forever.
Her dad touches her mom on the shoulder.
Love you always. God bless you, my love.
They motor across the lake.
Where are Mr. Spain and the kids?
They went to see their grandma and grandpa for Christmas.
But what about us?
Well, we have a lot to do, too. I mean, it's Christmas Eve. You got your grandma's coming over, and tonight we have the Christmas pageant.
I'm an angel.
Yes, you are.
I want Charlotte and Jack and Danny to be angels, too.
I do, too, sweetie, but I don't think it's going to happen this year. Finish up.
At the lake, Charlotte cooks with her grandmother.
I love turkey.
Your mom made the best turkey in the whole family. She was a wonderful cook.
In the dining room, the boys and men set the table.
I saved all three recipes for you.
Dad, I want to go home. We're supposed to be angels and I got a costume and everything.
Nah, I know, pal, I know. You'll be an angel next year, okay?
What's he talking about, Michael?
Christmas pageant.
How is Santa gotten over here?
Drew and I were gonna stay up all night.
I know.
When your mom was a little girl, she used to stay up all night long to see Santa until she realized he simply won't come until you fall asleep.
Charlotte bastes the turkey as her grandma enters.
I'm glad we're here. This was Mom's favorite place, so it should be our favorite place.
It's true, sweetheart. She loved it here.
At the Cal's, Gina cleans up with her mother-in-law.
We just have to be at the church by 6 for a short rehearsal.
Are you still seeing Michael Spain?
Oh, no, we're just friends. It just felt like it was too soon to be involved with a man.
Gina. I watched you take care of my son for 3 years. You're his hope, his support, his love. He would want you and the boys to be happy. Does Michael make you happy?
Gina grins.
He does.
Gina excuses herself.
Would you mind if I just took a break?
Of course, sweetheart. We'll take care of the boys.
The two women hug tightly. Gina sits on her bed to watch Matt's videos.
Lesson number 6. Treat women with respect. Cherish and hold dear the woman that you love. And never miss an opportunity to tell your mom how much you love her.
Tell me what to do.
Charlotte joins her grandma in the kitchen.
Nana?
Mm-hmm.
I miss Mom every day.
So do I, sweetheart.
I'll never stop missing her, and I'll never love anyone as much as her.
I know, baby.
I was only being nice to Mrs. Kell because she was nice to me and Jack and Danny. But if you want, I'll never speak to her again.
Honey, why would I want that?
I heard you tell Daddy that if we like Mrs. Kell, it might hurt Mom. And that Mrs. Kell might leave us, too.
You heard us talking in the... Oh, sweetheart, I didn't mean that. Charlotte, sit down. I want to talk to you. Your mommy would do anything in her power to make you and your brothers and your daddy happy.
The next person I want to talk about may or may not even exist. Your mom may want to remarry another man. If she loves and respects someone enough to marry him after I pass away, then I love and respect that guy too. I know your mom. I know her values. If she remarries, she's going to marry someone I approve of. Treat him with love and compassion like you would if I were still alive.
Gina cries.
Thank you. Thank you.
I want you and your brothers and your daddy, each one of you, to grow a new heart. Okay, just like Mommy used to say. I will too. Michael? Michael?
Yeah, what's going on?
Get the boys. We need to get you home.
What do you mean, what about supper?
No, forget about that. Your kids and Gina's are going to be angels in the church, and we have to get them there on time. We'll eat on the road.
Well, it's 4:00. It's a 2.5-hour drive. We might not make it.
I know, it's crazy. But we're going to try. Come on, let's go.
The Spains drive back into town.
Are we there yet?
No, not yet.
We have to be there by 7.
It's okay, we're going to make it.
That was the exit for the church. You missed it.
Where are we going?
Just need to stop by the house first.
At the church, Carl leads the program as Gina directs the children.
Mary and Joseph had nowhere to stay, and it was almost time for their baby to be born. The innkeeper in town said that they could take shelter in the barn with the animals. Out in the fields, an angel of the Lord appeared to the shepherds, who were guarding their flocks by night. The angel announced that the Savior had been born in the town of Bethlehem. The shepherds decided to travel to Bethlehem to see the Christ child. Suddenly, a great host of angels appeared and began singing praises to God. The angels began to spread the word that the Christ child was born.
One choir member stands out. The congregants look at her knowingly. Charlotte, Danny, and Jack rush in their white angel costumes. Charlotte carries a giant gold star. Gina stands from her seat and walks outside. The congregants watch her leave and stand to see where she goes.
Merry Christmas.
Michael waits outside.
Merry Christmas.
Do you remember when we saw the double rainbow? I've been thinking about that. And the rain and it fall so hard on our lives. It seems to me that the light has cut through and it has given us colors that we could never have even imagined before. This life, you know, it can be even more beautiful than before. And that doesn't betray Matt or Kathy. It honors them.
I love you.
I
love you too.
They smile, and a tear escapes her eye.
I have to ask you a question.
He kneels and opens the ring box for her. She covers her face with her hands and then clasps them at her chin.
Will you marry me?
The congregation watches as Gina and Michael walk into the atrium together.
She said yes!
Their children run from the stage, and they all hug amid the applause from the church. All the in-laws join the family in hugging and celebrating. Now daytime at a lawn set for a wedding with white chairs and a floral arch.
And there's laughter. There are blue skies.
String musicians enter and play.
You have come into my life.
As guests arrive, they each place a white rose in an elegant vase by the chairs. When the vase is full and the guests are seated, Carl has them rise for the wedding procession. Wearing suits, the boys enter with sunflowers that go in the vase. Charlotte enters in a white dress and does the same. Finally, Gina and Michael enter. They each put a sunflower in the vase, and she carries a bouquet. At the altar, Gina and Michael stand with their children around them, all facing Carl.
Friends, please be seated. Today, seven people are coming together to form a family. Today is also the greatest example of turning mourning into dancing that I have ever seen. I know that Matt and Kathy are here, and they are happy, and they are proud of all of you. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to witness the joining of Michael and Gina in holy matrimony. And children, you promise to take Gina and Michael as your mom and dad, and love them and honor them, and keep them in sickness and health for as long as you all shall live?
Yes, I do.
Gina and Michael smile and laugh with the kids. A color photograph of a wedding party including a man, woman, young girl and four young boys. Text, the Spains and the Kells are now one happy family living in Rochester, Michigan. In 2007, Michael and Gina Spain created the New Day Foundation for Families, a nonprofit serving families affected by cancer.